All right, ever feel like you're trying to read the stock market's mind?
Like, wouldn't it be amazing to know where the real money is going before everyone else catches on?
Well, today's deep dive is about as close as we can get.
We're talking institutional investors, the giants of Wall Street, and how their moves offer clues about the market's future.
Think of it like this. When a whale swims, it creates currents that can impact even the smallest fish.
Institutional investors are those whales, and we're here to break down their latest moves.
Okay, so let's get specific.
Our sources today focused on five companies: Unity Software, Intel, Micron Technology, Ford, and American Airlines.
What struck me is the difference between those attracting institutional investment and those, well, getting the cold shoulder.
What's fascinating is that the companies grabbing attention are making bold moves aligned with emerging trends.
These investors are looking beyond the here and now, betting on who's going to dominate the future. It's that whole skate to where the puck is going, not where it's been philosophy, but applied to millions, no, billions of dollars. Okay, so first up, Unity Software.
This one caught my eye because they're known for gaming.
Right. But they're branching out in a big way.
Right. Most people know Unity for powering games like Among Us or Pokemon Go.
But they're leveraging that expertise in real-time 3D content to revolutionize sectors like architecture, engineering, even automotive design. And this is where things get really interesting, because we're talking about the metaverse. But honestly, I feel like that word gets thrown around a lot. What exactly are we talking about here, and why are institutional investors so hyped about it?
It's understandable to be a little fuzzy on the metaverse. Think of it as the next evolution of the internet. Immersive, interactive, 3D spaces where we could work, socialize, even buy virtual real estate.
While still early, its potential is huge, and Unity is positioning itself as the go-to platform for building these experiences.
That's why investors are so keen on them.
So Unity is kind of like the arms dealer of the metaverse gold rush, supplying the tools everyone needs, whether they strike gold or not.
Exactly. They're not just betting on one game or experience. They're building the infrastructure for an entirely new digital realm.
High risk, high reward, which is exactly what these institutional investors are looking for. Okay, so bold moves into uncharted territory seem to be a theme here. And speaking of bold, let's talk about Intel. They've had their ups and downs, but it sounds like they're on a mission to reclaim their throne in the world of semiconductors.
Remember that global chip shortage not too long ago?
It crippled industries from cars to gaming consoles.
Intel is going all in on expanding manufacturing, not just to meet current demand, but to dominate the future of chip production.
So they're essentially saying, hey, world, remember how reliant you are on us. We're about to be even more essential.
And it's not just about quantity. It's about cutting-edge tech. Intel's new CEO, Pat Gelsinger, is shaking things up. He's pushing for innovation and moving into the foundry business, making chips for other companies, directly challenging giants like Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company.
So they're taking on the big dogs, betting big that they can out-innovate and outmaneuver the competition. It makes sense why investors are intrigued. It's like watching a heavyweight boxer step back into the ring hungrier than ever. What are some of the specific risks investors might be overlooking, though?
And while the semiconductor industry is notoriously cyclical and brutally competitive, Intel's success hinges on navigating these cycles, managing massive capital expenditures, and constantly innovating. It's a high-stakes game, and not for the faint of heart, but the potential payoff is enormous.
High risk, high reward. Okay, so we've got Unity diving headfirst into the metaverse, Intel going all in on chips. Before we move on, any key takeaways from Intel that our listeners should keep in mind?
I think the big takeaway is that understanding the deeper story behind a company's moves is crucial. Huh. Intel isn't just expanding factories. They're battling for global tech dominance in a world increasingly reliant on their product. That's a compelling narrative for investors seeking long-term growth.
It's like, yeah, they make chips, but what they're really selling is a vision of the future where they're calling the shots.
All right, next on our list is Micron Technology. Now, they're in the memory and storage business, which might sound a little... well, less exciting than, say, building the metaverse.
Don't be fooled. Micron might seem less flashy, but their products are the unsung heroes of our data-driven world. Think about it. Your phone, your laptop, the cloud, they all run on Micron's memory and storage solutions. It's like you can have the fanciest car in the world, but without an engine, it's just a pretty shell. Micron provides the engine for the digital age.
Exactly. And with trends like AI, 5G, and the Internet of Things exploding, the demand for data storage is only going to skyrocket. Micron is uniquely positioned to capitalize on this, and that's why institutional investors are taking notice.
Okay, so Micron is betting on the data explosion, which, let's be honest, doesn't seem likely to slow down anytime soon. What makes them stand out from other players in the memory market, though?
Micron is one of only a handful of companies globally capable of producing certain types of advanced memory, like DRAM and NAND flash. This gives them a competitive edge and makes them a critical link in the global tech supply chain.
So they're not just riding the wave, they're controlling the surfboard. They're essentially saying, you need data, you're going to need a lot more storage, good thing we're way ahead of you. It's fascinating how these companies are all capitalizing on different facets of our increasingly tech-dependent world.
That's what makes following these institutional investors so insightful. They're like expert chess players, anticipating moves and counter moves years in advance.
And speaking of smart moves, let's talk about a company making a big one, Ford. We all know them as a classic American automaker, but their recent moves are anything but business as usual.
That's an understatement.
Ford's going all in on electric vehicles, and we're not talking about just dipping their toes in the water.
They're betting the farm on it.
Yeah, we're talking billions invested in EV development, new factories churning out electric trucks, and SUVs even getting serious about battery production.
That's a whole other ballgame.
What's the institutional investor perspective on this massive gamble?
They see it as a bold move, but calculated. The auto industry is undergoing its biggest transformation since the Model T, and Ford's leveraging its legacy strengths, manufacturing power, brand recognition, to leapfrog into the electric age.
They're not just following Tesla. They're aiming to become the next titan of transportation.
Okay, so Ford's selling a vision, but how are they actually competing with companies like Tesla, who seem to have a head start in the EV game?
Ford's playing a different game.
They're targeting a wider market, focusing on electric versions of their popular trucks and SUVs, vehicles people already know and trust.
Plus, their established dealer network gives them a huge advantage in terms of reach and customer service.
It's like Tesla's the cool new kid on the block, but Ford's the experienced veteran with deep pockets and a plan.
It's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out.
But it's not just about the cars themselves, is it?
There's a whole sustainability angle here that investors are picking up on.
Absolutely.
Ford's pledged carbon neutrality by 2050, and their EV push is a big part of that.
Investors are increasingly factoring in environmental and social responsibility.
Ford's hitting that sweet spot where doing good is also good business.
It's like we've been saying, it's not just about today's profits. It's about who's building a sustainable future.
So we've got Unity, Intel, Ford, all making big bets on the future. But before we move on, I want to touch on something you mentioned earlier, the importance of understanding the deeper story.
We're not institutional investors with millions to throw around, so how can we apply this to our own, let's be honest, more modest portfolios?
You're right. Most of us aren't moving markets with a single trade.
But that doesn't mean we can't learn from the big players.
Think of it like this. Institutional investors are like seasoned explorers, charting unknown territories.
So by following their maps, we can avoid some of the pitfalls and maybe even find our own hidden gems.
Exactly. It's not about blindly copying their every move. It's about understanding their logic. Why are they investing in certain companies?
What trends are they betting on?
These insights can inform our own research and help us make smarter decisions.
So it's less about having a crystal ball, more about having a good compass.
We're using their expertise to guide our own journey, even if we're not trekking through the same jungle. Speaking of different paths, we can't ignore the flip side of today's deep dive, a company facing some serious headwinds. Let's talk about American Airlines.
Now, this is where understanding the broader context is essential. The airline industry got hammered by the pandemic, and while things are recovering, it's been a bumpy ride, to say the least.
Yeah, and it sounds like American Airlines is facing more turbulence than most.
What's got institutional investors hitting the sell button?
They're seeing a perfect storm of challenges: fluctuating travel demand, skyrocketing fuel costs, intense competition, and a mountain of debt from weathering those turbulent pandemic years.
It's a lot for any airline to handle.
So while Unity, Intel, and Ford are building the future, American Airlines is stuck trying to navigate the present. It's a tough spot to be in.
Exactly.
And what's interesting is that this isn't just about one company's performance. It's about understanding the systemic risks within an entire industry.
Mm-hmm. Institutional investors are looking at the airline sector and seeing a lot of uncertainty, and that makes them hesitant to place big bets.
It's like even the most skilled pilot can't control the weather.
Sometimes, the smartest move is to stay grounded till the storm passes.
Precisely.
It's a reminder that diversification is key. Even if you believe in a company's long-term prospects, understanding the broader industry context and potential risks is crucial.
Okay, so we've covered companies riding the waves of innovation and those battling some serious headwinds.
Before we move on to the final part of our deep dive, any key takeaways from American Airlines and the airline industry in general that our listeners should keep in mind?
I think the big takeaway is context is key.
Yeah.
American Airlines may be a great company, but stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Right.
Reminds us, even the smartest investors can't ignore the bigger picture.
Absolutely. It's about looking beyond just the one company.
Gotta understand those forces shaping the whole industry.
Are there tailwinds? Headwinds? What are we looking at?
It's like that saying, a rising tide lifts all boats. But the opposite is true too, right? A sinking tide.
Oh, absolutely.
Can drag down even the strongest.
For sure.
So we've got to be aware of those tides, those bigger trends, and factor them into our decisions. Okay, so we talked metaverse, the chip race, electric revolution, even those turbulent airline skies.
Lots to think about.
It's a lot. But before we wrap up, I want to circle back to something we touched on earlier. Investing with your values.
Yes.
We talked about how institutional investors are increasingly looking at ESG factors.
Environmental, social, governance.
It's not just about profits anymore. It's about impact.
Right.
And we're not just talking about like feeling good about our investments, are we? There's growing evidence that companies with strong ESG practices actually do better over time.
That's right. Yeah. The companies that show sustainability, strong governance, commitment to social responsibility, they tend to be the ones that are more resilient.
Makes sense.
More adaptable to change, less prone to scandals.
Yeah, you don't want to be on the front page for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
So it's not just about doing good, it's about making smart investments too.
Exactly.
And it's interesting how this whole ESG thing is influencing even those big players, right?
Oh yeah.
Institutional investors are starting to use their influence to push companies towards more sustainable, more responsible practices.
Absolutely, using their weight.
It's like they're saying, we're not just giving you money, we're holding you accountable.
Right.
Okay. So as we wrapped up today's deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with something to ponder, maybe even spark some more research on your own time. We've talked about this ESG investing, but what if we take it a step further?
Okay.
What if instead of just considering these ESG factors, investors actually sought out companies that are tackling the world's biggest challenges?
You're talking full-on impact investing.
Exactly. We're already seeing it a bit, but imagine if investing in solutions to climate change, global poverty, even healthcare disparities wasn't just a nice thing to do, but like a smart financial move.
It's a powerful vision.
Yeah.
And it's gaining traction, challenging that old way of thinking about investing just in terms of returns.
Yeah.
Got to consider the bigger picture.
Mm.
What's the impact of our money?
It's like, what if we could invest in a better future? Not just hope for it, but actually build it.
Love that.
All right, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Hopefully, you're feeling a little more equipped to navigate the markets, understand not just the what, but the why.
Absolutely.
So keep learning, keep asking those questions, and who knows, maybe you'll be teaching us the thing or two down the road.
I love it.